Save the trees.
Speaking of saving
trees.
We
really need more e-paper.
I know.
Oh, boy.
We do have a question from no one.
Oh, yeah?
Quotations.
Oh, that's their name.
No one.
Their name
is
no
one. This is actually from someone.
That's right.
Named no one.
That's right.
I like this person.
All right.
So no one.
I like no one.
Wants to know, and this is about the boogie board sink that we covered a month ago-ish.
So, yeah. Oh, I love that thing. That's the thing that you're using at
work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a e-paper, speaking of e-paper, e-paper tablet that saves via Bluetooth or USB connectivity
yes.
to an app.
Yes, that's
right.
Love
it.
Yeah. So the question is, does the Boogie Board Sync app work on Raspberry Pi? So first off, if you want to know what we're talking about, go to cat5.tv/e-paper. Mm. So we covered this device about a month ago, and it came as a result of you guys looking at some e-paper a couple weeks prior.
Yeah, and which that's one I use.
I use it too, and I love it.
Right, but my question was, does it save, can I sync it up?
No.
And you guys are like, oh, no, it's just you hit the button, it's gone.
They don't make such a thing, Jeff. And the next week, he's like, I bought this.
Yeah.
I want to buy it because I'm going to school, and I need it, I think, for school.
It's amazing. So I've been using this consistently at work.
Daily.
I use it for when I'm doing negotiations. I'm using it for meetings. Like, all the time I'm using it.
I would love it. Just, you know, not to digress or anything or sidestep, but for the kids to draw on and do and stuff like that, because they can save it, wipe it. Save it, wipe it.
Yep.
There's no paper. You get stacks of paper. Mom and Dad, you know what I'm talking about. And then you got to go through and recycle it, and it's heartbreaking to do so, but you've got to do it. You got to do it without the kids knowing, so it's like 11 o'clock at night. And sorry, kids.
So the reason I wanted was to be able to save my notes and sync them up and you know, compile them. So I'll use like PDF, and I'll because they're
condense
all saved as PDF pages,
file,
and I'll put them all into one file.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's wonderful that way. Mm-hmm. So this question relates to how it syncs up and how you get those files. And so the question, does it work with Raspberry Pi? The short answer is yes.
What?
It does.
No.
So I have not. I personally have not synced it up to the Raspberry Pi, but on the website myboogieboard.com.
Okay.
So for the Sync 9.7, it says, which computer operating systems are compatible with the Boogie Board Sync? The Boogie Board Sync is compatible with any operating system that recognizes a USB storage device. The VDC software is compatible with Mac OS X 10.8 and
OS
above.
10. OS the X stands for 10.
Yeah, but it's OS X 10.8. I'm reading it over.
OS 10.8.
Yeah. Yes. Windows Vista 7 and 8. And then they're saying if you're using Windows 10, please contact support. Now, it doesn't mention Linux there, but it does.
So it shows up as a mass storage device. When you plug it in, you have file system access to the PDF files and things like that.
That's correct.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Now, the one feature that will not work with the Raspberry Pi.
Do tell.
Is, remember how I showed you there's a button on the little pen?
Yeah.
So with that button, you can use your Boogie Board Sync to do like live
stream.
On like a PowerPoint projector up on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
So that will not work with the Raspberry Pi. But as far as being able to sync it and transfer your files, absolutely it will work. So you can Bluetooth it to your device. You can email them then to yourself.
Love it.
Or you could just use the cable, connect it via USB. Yep. So there you go, no one, who's actually someone. It does work on the Raspberry Pi.
Okay, and to take that one step further, there are actual projects in development, third-party projects, that allow the Boogie Board Sync to communicate with Linux. Because remember, the Raspberry Pi is Linux at its heart, right?
Right.
So the Raspberry Pi 3, for example, has built-in Bluetooth, and it has four USB 2 ports.
Right.
So you can connect it by USB, or you can connect it by Bluetooth. But because the app is not natively supported, what can you possibly do other than, as you say, accessing it as an external hard drive kind of setup?
Correct.
But check this out. So if you do a quick search on Google for Boogie Board Sync Linux, because remember, Raspberry Pi is powered by Linux. You're going to install like Raspbian. First one that comes up is called Boogie Sync Tablet. Introduction. This is an implementation of the user space driver for using the Boogie Board Sync as a tablet under Linux. Blows away your theory that some of the features don't work. Carrying on, it says there are two apps. One is for USB input and one for Bluetooth.
That's awesome.
It uses Pi USB, Pi Blues to interface with the device and the U input system via the EU dev for Python.
Okay. Love it.
So it generates input signals directly over that connection, and it warns that it is still in the early days. However, it is operational and it's available. That's the first Google result for What was my search?
What was your search?
Boogie Board Sync Linux.
Excellent.
So we know that, you know, these are, the, it's on GitHub. It's an open source project. There are other projects as well. There's one called Mobile Read for Boogie Board. There's Sync for Boogie Board. I'm just looking through the results here on Google, you know, whatever search engine you're using. So that's one for you anyway. So good to know that that's the nature of open source and how things work.
So there you go.
There you go.
And it's pretty cheap on Amazon, too.
It's fantastic. Going to end up something I own. Like, I can't... Oh, like
I think we all need one of these.
I can't stop thinking about it.
So Bill said, well, you're not really replacing the paper. Yes, we are.
Legit, you are.
Think about it. If all three of us had this Boogie Board Sync, hundreds of dollars cheaper than a tablet.
Yes.
Like, say, an iPad or like a Samsung Galaxy Tab or something like that. And do away with this every week.
Yeah. Well, see, here's what I love about it. So when I'm doing negotiations for contracts, a lot of our proposals are back and forth digitally so that, you know, when you've got an entire page of language, instead of having to, like, retype it, somebody can, you know, you take the digital file, you make your edits, and you send it back.
Yes.
So I can bargain digitally that way, even though we're in the room. So with my notes, I actually don't have to have a binder or any paper with me anymore. It's amazing. And so much so that I've been at the table and I've been stopped in the middle of a presentation and somebody's going, what is that?
Yeah.
And I explain it to them. I show them.
Let me show you.
And I go, here. And I draw a smiley face. I sync it. I email it to them. They pull up the phone. There's a PDF of the smiley face. And they're like, I need that. And I go, let me get you the link.
So cat5.tv/epaper, right?
That's right.
Yes. But,
so people have been buying it just simply by seeing me use it. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
It's really cool.
Well, it's not the best thing I've ever seen, but
I do like it. I do like it a lot. That's the Boogie Board Sync.
Yep.
Coming soon to Linux. Very cool.